I've never said this before, but thank you to the Lifetime Channel. We now know some very lovely celebrities, like, for instance, the lovely Eva Longoria. We now know their favorite sexual positions, as the Boston Creeper would say. That's coming up. And also coming up, old lady walker rage in Florida. Really? Not like the rest of us.
Oh my God, I love dolphins. Do you know they're smarter than people?
Yeah, right. If dolphins are so smart, why can't they send text messages?
They don't have thumbs.
Yeah, it's what I thought, stupid fish.
Humans rule. So use your opposable thumbs to send us a text. On the Ira Motor Group text line at 97107. Questions, comments, concerns, whatever. Just send a text. Courtesy of the Ira Motor Group. Building relationships one customer at a time. And WAAF. Stop mocking me.
Hey, guys.
On our Facebook page this morning, photo of Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray reading a book to some school kids. I'd like to know what book. I know what book it is, but I'd like to know what the potential title of that book might be. I'm challenging your creativity this morning. So Facebook.com/WAAFrocks for that. Coming up at 8:50, the incredibly attractive Amanda Beard. The swimmer on our program. She may have the unfortunately cheesiest book title ever.
Yeah.
Which is what she wants to talk about. Her book is called In the Water, They Can't See You Cry. Which could also be a similar when Spaz writes his autobiography, I feel like there might be a similar title, Danielle. You know what I mean?
For sure.
When you're running away from your family, they can't see your tears. Your tears are dried. But I'm looking forward to the lovely Amanda Beard, who will join us at 8:50 on this morning's Hillman Morning Show. It's going to be clear. It's supposed to be clear. Clear and 60 or so today, I'm hoping.
How can you complain about the weather?
It's been awesome, man.
It's
supposed to be nice. I got a little...
like 80 in March.
A round of golf planned over at Hopkinton today.
Who are you playing with?
Evan Deluded.
Oh, fantastic. Get some bolognese for me.
The drinking chef and... Edelman, who is going to defeat Spaz next Wednesday in our challenge. Now, listen, I'm very close to determining where the Spaz Julian Edelman air battle will commence. I think we have a suitable location. If I can't announce it this morning, then I will announce it on Monday. But you're invited Wednesday morning. During the football season, when Julian Edelman is on this show, during this past football season, Anthony brought up his prowess at Woburn High School and
his deliriousness.
Challenged Mr. Edelman, said he could cover him and either pick or knock down 7 of 10 passes. So that will occur on Wednesday's program.
You guys got to come out because, listen, the great Breece Hill will be throwing frozen ropes.
Breece is going to throw some. I can't wait for
him to bundle Spaz.
And I'm also going to pick some of you. We need a center and we need some pressure on the QB. I think Edelman's trying to get Mallett to be the QB. So we'll give you details, if not today, on Monday. Let's see. A texter says, in the turkey costume, they can't see you cry. That is a potential title for Anthony's autobiography.
Amazing.
They can hear you, though.
Let's see. Spaz's booked potential autobiography title, In Black Undies, They Can't See Your Skids. I think that's an excellent one also.
Could call it Welts of Experience.
When by the boiler, no one can feel your loneliness. That's also another
No one can feel anything.
The Runaway. There's a million titles for Anthony's.
Molly and Me.
Molly and Me.
Behind the Mic, They Do Hear You Whine. That's also a potential book title for Anthony's autobiography.
Weekdays with Molly.
Weekdays with Molly.
I'm cluster effing as fast as I can.
In the garbage dump, they can't smell your stink. That's another potential title. There's a lot of them. Maybe you could leave one on Hill Mail if you'd like. 617-779-5463 for your Hill Mail message this morning.